Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. Now there were some Greeks among those who went up to worship at the festival. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, with a request. "Sir," they said, "we would like to see Jesus." I was once invited to preach at a different church. When I went into the pulpit to preach, I saw a message written on a piece of wood, a message that only the preacher could read. "Sir," it said, "we would like to see Jesus." I recognized that the words are from the Gospel of John, chapter 12. Jesus in Jerusalem, just a few days away from dying on a cross. Some Greek people who were visiting Jerusalem found one of Jesus' disciples. "Sir," they said, "we would like to see Jesus." When I saw those words written in the pulpit of that church, I knew why they were there. It's a tremendous privilege to be asked to preach, and there's a lot of freedom in what a preacher can say from a pulpit. Lutheran pastors understand that with great freedom comes great responsibility. Lutheran congregations expect Lutheran pastors to preach only the Word of God, and the only way to preach the Word of God correctly is to recognize the Savior at the center of it. "Sir," say Lutheran listeners, "we would like to see Jesus." The Greeks who asked that question did not just want to see Jesus, they wanted to interview him, talk to him, hear him speak, understand him. They aren't the only ones. When I see how special Jesus is, when I hear the extraordinary things he did for me, when I understand that he loves me and forgives my sins, I want to get to know him more and more. I hope that's the case for you, too. Like those Greek people in Jerusalem that day long ago, may you desire to see Jesus and know him more and more. Jesus, thank you for letting me see you and know you in your word. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.